My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, it's really important. It's important for a lot of different reasons. For the main reason is we need to be aware. We need to do awesome things for our body. We need to put ourselves on a pedestal. We need to move ourselves off the back burner and start treating our bodies with health and great respect. Because sooner or later, even though they're trying to take care of us, they're going to throw hands in the air and say, look, I got nothing. You know, you can't just sit back on your laurels and expect your body to do it all. We have a little work we need to do along the way. And you know what? Once you start giving yourself just a little bit more time and a little bit more effort toward getting healthy, being healthy, and staying healthy, your body's going to respond in such a great way. And you're going to think, huh, I should have done this a long time ago. So take care of yourself, ask questions, search out people that have great information, buy products of quality and integrity, and you know what? Before you know it, you're going to see and feel a difference. This is the Staying Healthy radio show, and I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, always with the best guest in the industry and the relevant topics for today's world. If by chance you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. They're podcast and archived on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can click on the archive icon, download the show or shows that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you on your time schedule. You can listen through your computer, you can listen through your smartphone, whatever you need to do to keep your body up to date, your mind up to date, and your body educated on all this good information, because it is crucial that we learn as much as we can. Every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because it makes good sense. You're dealing with a company that's been around a long time. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and they're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They've weathered a lot. They've been through all the ups and downs in the industry, and they came out the other side always ahead of the game with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, carrying only the highest quality products, great prices in a full service environment in the middle of a self-service world. How amazing is that? People go to Stay Healthy because they walk out educated and they walk out feeling good that this time around, they're going to be able to make a difference because they have a support system. And every time you go in, you get to work with that support system, and they're all awesome to work with. So definitely visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Their address, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Remember to like them on Facebook, which is really great to be connected with them every day, but also go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Enter your email address and start getting newsletters, coupons, and all kinds of great, relevant, in-the-know information to keep you alerted to what's going on in your world in the area of health and nutrition. Well, today we're going to be talking about herbs. We don't get to talk about herbs a lot, but I'm excited about this today. Peter Navarro is back with us today. Peter is a devoted health enthusiast, and boy, he has a passion for learning the ins and outs of supplementation, and he's really good at it. For the past 10 years, a cumulative amount of knowledge he has obtained in this industry, because he studied not only the Library of Alternative Health books, but he's also got the drive to be so well informed, you know, becomes a passion. And our passions can drive us. And when you really have a passion about something, especially like health, you're going to learn everything you possibly can. And he's done a great job at that. He has helped guide individuals to pave a path to live a healthier life through his wisdom and advice. Working in retail has led him to new avenues to help everyone. Now he has the opportunity to work for one of the industry's finest, Ancient Nutrition. And we're going to be talking about their herbs today. And I think you're going to find this to be quite interesting. And maybe you didn't even know that Ancient Nutrition made herbs. We haven't talked about them in a while, but we're going to hit them today and as many of them as we can. Help me welcome my friend, my guest. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't know that, you know, we talk bone broth and collagen and keto and all that fun stuff. But, you know, we haven't touched on herbs in a while. And how's the herb line doing? Because they're really, really great and they're fermented.
So the herbs are a little bit stagnant, and it's mainly due to the fact that, like you said, people see us as the bone broth company. They see us as the collagen company. So when they think of herbs or things of that nature, they're taken back. So as soon as they find out that we do make these products and the process that we put them through and the care and the time that goes into them, people definitely start to take notice. And that's usually how we get customers in, how people are starting to take notice. It's just once they try it, once they see that we have it, they're just blown away.
Well, and the other thing I want people to know is, you know, these herbs are amazing and we want to touch on them. And then we can also, if we have time, maybe touch on some of the mushrooms too. I thought what I would do is I would throw out a name and maybe you can give us a little feedback on it, maybe some information on how it's doing out there and maybe some points that we can discuss on each individual one.
Of course. Sounds great.
Start with one of my favorites, ashwagandha. I love it.
Ashwagandha, that is actually Jordan's favorite as well. Jordan Rubin, he loves ashwagandha so much. And that is probably one of our top sellers. And the reason for that is it covers so many different areas of the body. You know, it deals with a healthy stress response, you know, healthy cortisol levels. It can help with energy. It helps support a healthy thyroid. People who are having trouble with sleep issues, you know, it can help with sleep. In men, it's been shown in studies to help with testosterone. So there's just so many amazing, you know, perks to taking ashwagandha. It's like a well-rounded adaptogen, and people love that. That seems to be one of the most popular ones.
Do you find that the people that are using ashwagandha are maybe traditionally people that tend to be a little bit more stressful, a little bit more active, a little bit more on the go, a little bit more scheduled, and they're always just kind of on the go?
Oh, definitely. And they're the ones who need it the most, just because people forget we're just constantly bombarded with stress in today's society, you know, whether it's the smartphone, the alerts going off 24/7, the email dings, you know, phone calls, your traffic, you know, just interacting with other people on a regular basis, you know, especially when you have a tight schedule and you're trying to stick to something, you're trying to get to places on time, you know, sometimes things out of your control and sometimes we tend to, you know, stress out a little bit about those things. So having supporting supplements like this definitely make it, you know, a lot more easier and a lot more soothing to get through your day and to power through your schedule.
Do you feel that the ashwagandha is something that you could use maybe even ahead of time of maybe hitting the burnout stage? Maybe you just take a look and you think to yourself, you know what? I am not stopping. I've got one foot nailed to the floor and I am spinning in circles every single day. I think I'm a candidate for the ashwagandha, even before you maybe start to crash and burn preventively.
No, most definitely. If you were aware of the type of lifestyle that you want to live, or you are aware of the lifestyle that you are currently living, whether, you know, like you were saying, whether you're already in it or whether you're going to take a preventative measure, it's going to be advantageous either way. But doing so beforehand is going to help set your body up and prime to be resistant to that physical and emotional stress. So it's definitely going to be, you know, something that you'd want to consider taking before, just to, again, give your body a fighting chance. Because, again, we're constantly facing new things. We're facing things that we didn't face, you know, so many thousands of years ago. Back then, the, you know, the worst thing we had to worry about was when we were going to eat or if we seen a predator to run. Now there's, you know, stressors around every corner.
Okay, so ashwagandha, more stress-based, more to kind of maybe help us just collect ourselves a little bit more. But the wonderful thing, it's natural and doesn't make you want to curl up in a ball and take a nap. It just kind of, I describe it as just kind of like just catching our breath. And I think a lot of us have a hard time catching our breath today.
No, it is definitely a breath of fresh air. You know, you just become centered. You just become so well-rounded. So that's an amazing thing about it. And for those who don't know, one of the special things about our herbs, just because, you know, people want to know what's, you know, herbs, they're all the same. Well, actually, that's not true. So ours are going to be organic and fermented. So we're going to ferment them with acetic acid or the mother from apple cider vinegar. And they're actually going to be made on a purple maize. So that's how we get the process going. They also feature trichetu and traditional Chinese medicine. So we feature Asian intelligence in our products. So things like long pepper, black pepper, you know, warming and bitter blends to help promote digestion and, you know, a warming, just to make sure you're absorbing the herbs to the best of your ability. So there's a lot of nice features to it.
Okay, let's go to the second one. And remember, these are all under the Ancient Apothecary line of herbs at Stay Healthy. Turmeric, now once again, fermented. A lot of people are hearing about turmeric today. What sets this one apart?
So, again, the biggest thing that's going to set us apart is going to be the fermentation process. So when you have a traditional herb, you know, in terms of the testing, it's going to show the standard, you know, humanoid levels, you know, the natural antioxidant levels that are present. But when you ferment products, it actually is shown in the studies that they've done, especially Jordan on his farm, that they actually double, the active ingredients double and become more potent, more bioavailable, and more active. So not only are you getting a standard turmeric, you're getting a supercharged turmeric, which is going to help, you know, push through any kind of inflammation that you're dealing with, you know, any kind of, you know, physical pain. It's definitely one of those things that sets itself apart from traditional turmerics.
Now, the other question is going to come out, and I know people are going to ask when they go to Stay Healthy. As we go through these, people are going to say, well, that sounds good, that sounds good. Can you use more than one?
Oh, you most definitely can. Stacks are always recommended. Just because, again, we're always dealing with different health issues, different ailments, and, you know, finding the one that's best suited for you. And that's why going to places like Staying Healthy is extremely important, because you get a knowledgeable staff who can help tailor, you know, these herbs to your specific needs. Because, again, they're all amazing and they all have amazing benefits, but it's always best to get, you know, someone who really, really knows how these work and how they interact and how to get the most out of it for you to make sure you're getting the most out of your days.
Okay. Now, how do you adjust your dosage on these? Do we follow the recommended on the back?
So as always, we suggest, you know, following the standard 3 capsules a day. However, there are people who like to exceed that and take a little bit more. I myself take sometimes up to 9 a day, depending on how I'm feeling. I'll take 3 with each meal. So it all comes down to a personal preference. And again, knowing your body and slowly working up to this. But there's been no ill effects that I've seen or heard from exceeding the standard dose.
Oh, okay. The turmeric, of course, does have some pain relieving kind of benefits in there. A lot of people use it that are been using Ayurveda for a long time. You go to India, people will, you know, find out they've been using turmeric their entire life, and anti-inflammatory benefits, of course. If you're using this, the comfort level of these, I think, is really important, because, you know, when people ever hear the word anti-inflammatory and hear the word pain, sometimes their mind automatically goes to the drugstore opioids and things like that you never ever want to overdose on. So it is different to think this side of the fence, and it's important to know that.
That is extremely important. That's a good point, and I'm glad you brought it up. Too often people look to, you know, over-the-counter, the ibuprofen, the aspirins, you know, the acetaminophen, Motrin, things of that nature. They don't realize that these come with, you know, some side effects. You know, they're taxing on the liver, they're taxing on the GI tract. You know, there's so many, you know, there's not just pros to using these items. There's actually cons as well. And so that's why going the alternative route, using more herbs, getting more in tune with nature, and helping use food as your medicine is extremely important, because if there are any side effects, they're going to be very, very minimal, and they're going to be, you know, mostly allergy-based, if anything. It's not going to be, you know, one of those things where you're hurting yourself taking these products. No, you're doing yourself so much service, and you're making yourself so much healthier, and your body's going to thank you for it in the long run.
I agree with that 100%. Okay, so we've talked about ashwagandha. We talked about turmeric. The next one, holy basil. Once again, another fermented in the Ancient Apothecary line. Let's talk holy basil.
So holy basil is going to be a crowd favorite as well. It seems to be most popular amongst women, and that seems to be, you know, just the general consensus. Ashwagandha seems to be more steered towards, you know, men, but holy basil is also, you know, it's gender neutral. It just seems that's how it's doing in the field right now. But with this one, it's also going to help support, you know, healthy stress levels, healthy sleep, healthy energy. It's also going to help support digestive health. It's going to be very soothing and calming to the digestive tract. So, you know, whether you're stressed out, you know, whether you're stress eating, you're just wrecking your intestinal tract even more, You know, it's one of those things where stress, again, I cannot emphasize it enough, stress is everywhere. And if you're not taking an adaptogenic herb, if you're not taking adaptogens in general, if you're not, you know, taking time out of your day to meditate, so like you were saying before, take deep breaths to catch our breaths, then you are somebody who should either consider taking this if you are already not, or get on the wagon if you are currently experiencing these types of symptoms. Because when you're dealing with these types of issues in terms of stress, you know, they affect other areas of the body, you know, your strength, your energy, your sleep, you know, libido. There's so many important areas that are affected by this. So making sure that you're taking care of it and nipping it in the bud, or handling the problem if there is one, it's extremely important.
The other thing, holy basil and ashwagandha, kind of both Ayurvedic, of course, but kind of fit into the same category. Would they work well together?
There are people who like to stack them together, yes. There's people who like to do them in the morning, a little, you know, sometimes one to two of each, and then also in the evening, and sometimes when they're feeling stressed out. You know, it's a 1-2 punch combo, especially for those of you who, you know, I don't want to generalize, but those type A personalities, they definitely need, you know, extra stress support. So even stacking those two together to help get some relief and to help keep you centered is extremely important and will be extremely beneficial.
Now, do you have a personal preference on taking these with food or on an empty stomach?
So I personally take them with food. I just, you know, when it comes down to taking supplements in general, I just seem to have a sensitive stomach. So I just prefer to take everything with food. But there are those, including my coworkers and Jordan himself, who take them on empty stomach with no problem. So, again, taking them on empty stomach is no problem, but I just like to take them with food personally. It just seems to be, you know, I just feel a little bit better when I do that.
What if somebody takes the ashwagandha and the holy basil toward the end of the day, you know, when the body is just kind of coming down naturally, will they be able to ease into their evening a little bit better without having to use something addictive?
Oh, most definitely. And that's one of the things, too. You got to look at, you know, the effects on the body. So say if you're winding down in the evening and you're starting to come down, get into that relaxing state. Well, when you take something over the counter, when you take something that's synthetic to the body, you come down hard. And it's not always a good feeling. You know, you're feeling groggy and drowsy, and then finally you get to bed, and, you know, maybe the effects wear off in the middle of the night, and then you're just tossing and turning all night. You know, you wake up, you're not well rested. So it's kind of like you're setting yourself up for a disaster in the morning already. So making sure that you're taking natural products, especially things like holy basil and ashwagandha, definitely, you know, takes the guesswork out, and it helps naturally work with your body, not against it, to help get you into that calm, relaxed, rested, peaceful state. And then it helps you carry on over. You know, if you want to lay down, just going to have a nice, you know, nice time laying down, clearing the thoughts, you know, just definitely getting into the groove of things. And, you know, the sleep is amazing. You wake up well rested. You don't get that, you know, hangover groggy feeling. You just feel so amazing. And then again, the energy that you're getting from not having that much stress, you know, you wake up first thing in the morning and people are constantly stressed. So, you know, starting your evening off with that and then getting your morning, you're setting your day up for success right there.
I'm just trying to think about this right now, because a lot of people are going to go in to stay healthy. They're going to say, you know, is there a best place to start with these? Or do you just kind of listen to yourself? There's no box to fit into here. You know, you're going to find that you're going to find the best results for yourself. I think we just need to be honest with ourselves and maybe choose some of the herbs as they relate to our lifestyle.
Most definitely. I think that you hit the hammer on the nail there. You know, there's so many, there's the five SKUs, and there's just, you know, they all are all so amazing, and people are probably going to wonder. My personal opinion would be, you know, if you don't know really where to start, if you don't know really where what's going on, the two most things I always tell people is, you know, everybody's stressed, so ashwagandha or holy basil, and immune system, you know, always keeping our immune system on point, so things like elderberry or oregano. My personal favorite is elderberry, so one of those four or two out of the four would be the best way to start if you're just getting, you know, your foot in the door, but definitely getting, you know, somebody who's going to be able to take a look at you, to be able to get a converse with you and see what it is exactly that you're dealing with, and be able to help you get the supplements that fit your personal needs.
Now, let's go to the next one, ancient apothecary, cinnamon, fermented once again. Cinnamon's been in the media quite a bit lately. Some of these other ones are, you know, been around a long, long time, but turmeric, of course, and cinnamon is very, very, very present in the media today.
Cinnamon is extremely important. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize the importance of stabilizing blood sugars. People often in today's society are feeling so tired, so lethargic, and, you know, on top of stress, it's the foods that we're putting into our body. you know, the simple sugars, the processed foods, the white flours, you know, all these things that are making our blood sugar go on like a roller coaster. It's like you're at Disneyland. You're having your highs, you're having your lows, you're getting hangry, you know, you may not be feeling that well, your energy level's fluctuating, you're always constantly running for caffeine or another type of energy source. So when you have your meals, consuming products like cinnamon are extremely important because it helps stabilize that blood sugar. Because if you're not stabilizing it, you're going to be, again, on that roller coaster. So making sure that you're having it, you know, at a steady pace is going to help keep your energy levels leveled. It's going to help you feel better. It's going to help you, you know, not be running for all those, you know, alternative sugary, you know, caffeinated drinks, which are going to be, again, they're going to have side effects on their own. So making sure that you're helping balance your body and, you know, again, making smarter food choices is obviously going to be important as well. But for those who are just starting out or for those who are still learning about that, products like cinnamon will be extremely important on your journey to help you, again, just stabilize those blood sugar levels to keep energy levels amazing.
If you're someone that uses a lot of cinnamon in your diet, can we still take the cinnamon capsules?
Yes, I would say yes. Unless you're doing the cinnamon challenge, eating about a scoop every so many hours, I'd say that we are not getting enough cinnamon in our diet.
Yeah, I think you're right with that one as well. That's funny. What if someone wanted to open up the cinnamon capsules and sprinkle it on their food? Would they get the cinnamon taste?
They would. They would get the cinnamon taste, but they would also be accompanied by some of the black pepper as well. So that's just something to note. But it is not uncommon. There are people out there like Jordan and Josh and some of the other people on the Ancient Nutrition team who like to open the capsules. They like to sprinkle it on their oatmeal. You know, they like to add it in their coffee. And I think that's great. I think that's amazing. And it's a fun, effective way to get, you know, the ingredients into your body. Because sometimes not everybody likes, you know, taking or swallowing capsules. So it's another fun alternative way to make sure you're getting your proper nutrition in.
And you know that you're getting a really healthy form of cinnamon.
Most definitely. You know, you're getting an organic fermented, like you were saying, but it's also powered by, you know, that ancient Ayurveda, ancient Chinese medicine, that warming and bitter. So not only are you taking a cinnamon to help stabilize your blood sugar, but you're also helping support a healthy digestive system.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Ancient Apothecary Fermented Elderberry. Now, that's been real popular over the last couple months, but I'm still recommending it as well because I have a lot of people using it for allergies too.
Oh, most definitely. That's my personal favorite. The elderberry, you know, I love that stuff. You know, like you were saying, allergies is one of the most important things that people don't realize, you know, using things like that is extremely important. And again, not to steer too much off topic, but people forget that when you're having allergic responses, when you're having allergies, whether they're seasonal or otherwise, they tax the immune system. They're taxing the body. So making sure that you're giving your body a fighting chance, making sure that you're dealing with those allergies, you know, whether you're taking, it's, you know, anti-inflammatories, antihistamines, immune supporters, things like elderberry are going to be extremely crucial on, you know, maintaining overall health, especially in terms of your respiratory health. You know, there's studies that show that elderberry helps with endurance and energy, but mainly it's known for its immune system, its immune boosting benefits. You know, people love to take, you know, elderberry capsules, elderberry syrup, elderberry, especially in the cold and flu season. That seems to be the most popular, but, you know, I've found that even outside of that, it definitely helps support, you know, my energy, my respiratory health, and my immune system, and it just keeps me going. You know, I rarely get sick, if ever, and that's just because, you know, I'm constantly being very selective with what I'm taking, and, you know, it shows. So the more people learn and the more people get to know their body and start taking these products in general, you know, it's going to be something that you're going to notice, and you're going to be very happy that you made those decisions to start, you know, changing your lifestyle up.
All right. Next product, Ancient Apothecary Fermented Oregano.
Oregano, not just the Italian spice. So this is going to be one of the most, you know, concentrated immune boosters. There's been so many studies on oregano in terms of, you know, stimulating the immune system, you know, definitely fighting off pathogens and foreign invaders. But another thing that people don't really know about it, or it's not at least getting enough traction for, is it helps support microbial health. And that's extremely important, you know, especially in today's age and society. Digestion is just one thing that we just took for granted for so much time. And, you know, I don't know where we went wrong, you know, whether it was the, you know, incorporating the processed foods, the hybridization of, you know, of foliage. I'm not sure, but, you know, our microbiome is definitely taking the hit for it. You know, we have, you know, things like candida, things like parasites, you know, even just microbial imbalances. So having a product like oregano, which helps your immune system, but also helps support your microbiome, is extremely important, because that's where that's also your second immune system. Your immune system is right there in your gut. So making sure that you're taking care of that, you know, that affects your overall, you know, cognitive abilities, because you have that gut and brain association and connection. So it's extremely important to take care of your microbiome health, and having products like oregano to help balance that out is extremely important. And I think, again, that's just one of those ones that's constantly overlooked for that benefit. So people out there who are, you know, dealing with a lot of digestive issues, you know, they're just always feeling like, you know, every time they eat something, every time, you know, obviously there's time for a diet change as well, but incorporating products like this will help make your transition a lot smoother and a lot more, you know, enjoyable.
Now, the oregano, daily or when you need it, fighting a bug, where do we go with that one?
So personally, from what I've read, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's one of those things that you want to take only on a need-to basis, not one of those ones that you want to take, you know, every single day, 365.
I agree. You know, I think it's one of those things where if you're maybe fighting a bug and you're trying to kind of naturally bring your immune system back, and maybe you're just trying to fight something because you're flat on your back and you're looking for something more on the natural side, I like it that way. And then that way it's always available to work. I think if you started using it, I think it would deplete some of the good stuff and maybe keep us from ever really getting it to the full effect when our body adjusts to it.
I agree. And sometimes the scary truth is, you know, these pathogens and these microbes live in our body. Sometimes they adapt. So constantly giving your body the same thing all the time, especially if you're not making any other additional changes, kind of makes, you know, your body build up a resistance to it, you know, to, you know, because a lot of these pathogens, a lot of these invaders, the whole goal is to stay in the body. You're their host, you know. So if they have to learn or mutate or find a way to, you know, figure out what you're doing, they're going to do it. So you got to be just as smart and, you know, always five steps ahead when it comes to your microbiome. You have to make sure that when you're starting the journey like this, you want to stay committed, because if not, you know, every time you kind of take a step back, you're only giving them, you know, more ammunition or more time to learn, just because these things are so smart. It's scary how smart they are.
Well, you know, the body is smart anywhere and anyway. And then, of course, we've overdone the antibiotics for such a very long time now that these really stupid germs became very smart germs, because they learned how to play hide and seek and they learned what outfits to put on. So they weren't, you know, they become almost antibiotic resistant. They got really smart, like you said, you know, so we need to be able to also have something on the back burner to pull out, you know, at those times when we need it. And I'm a big believer in oregano when needed.
No, I agree. I really love the way you explain that. People definitely have a visual out there, and I'm sure they're very satisfied with that, because, again, it's just one of those things that it's just very uncommon for people to be aware of this type of information, especially GI health being such a newer, you know, venture for, you know, doctors, dietitians, scientists. You know, the microbiome is just something that, you know, there's so much research to be done. There's so much that can be studied, and there's so many, you know, effects that they're starting to see of how it interacts with the rest of our body. So again, like you were saying, making sure that, you know, we're being diligent and being aware, it's definitely going to be, you know, better in our favor to be aware.
I think so too. All right, let's jump over. So the herb capsules: ashwagandha, turmeric, holy basil, cinnamon, elderberry, and oregano, the herbs that are available from Ancient Apothecary. And this is Ancient Nutrition, the company that brings you bone broth and organic bone broth and collagen and the keto products and essential oils, all that good stuff. Don't forget about these. They have six amazing fermented herbal capsules to look at. So let's jump. We got time, thank goodness. Let's jump into mushrooms. One of my favorites, reishi.
Reishi is amazing. I agree with you that, you know, I can see why it's your favorite. Also known as the immortal mushroom, it's another one of those ones that, you know, if you're suffering from allergies, this isn't going to be the mushroom that you want to have in your arsenal, just because it's going to have the anti-inflammatory aspects. It's going to help with the immune system, and it's going to help with, you know, those histamine levels and those allergies that are naturally present out there. So making sure that you're having something like that in your diet and in your arsenal is going to be extremely important. It's going to be the difference between, you know, not having something to help support allergies and, you know, having relief and, you know, suffering on a regular basis. So making sure that you're having, you know, really good products that are going to help support these functions in the body is extremely important. So, yes, reishi has been used, you know, traditionally for thousands and thousands of years. So it's no wonder why Josh and Jordan have decided to, you know, bring this back to life in our modern world, just because it's one of those things that's going to help, you know, everybody better themselves day by day.
I think so also. You know, if you had a list of people that you think would, because this is one of my favorites, and who would you think would be a candidate for Rishi? Because I usually start people with Rishi at their first one.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. Rishi is going to probably be one of the top ones that I would say, you know, just because, again, it's so well-rounded. There's so much literature, so much studies, and it's just, you know, it's almost, you know, universal. Everybody gets benefits from it. There's not, you know, everybody who's dealing with something out there, Rishi probably covers it. You know, it's an amazing product, and I can see why you start people off with that one.
What about Ancient Apothecary Fermented Chaga? Now, this is a wild-looking mushroom, but chaga, a lot of people are not familiar with that, even though it's been around and used very commonly all over the world. But once again, you know, some of the things we're just learning about here.
So I myself am very new to the chaga game. It was only a couple years ago when I had seen, you know, the product itself. And it's just one of those ones that's going to help with, you know, antioxidant support. If you're somebody who's, you know, working out, somebody who's putting your body through the trenches and you're creating all these free radicals, again, stress, the way you're eating, constantly putting your body in that environment where, again, you're just oxidizing and oxidizing and oxidizing. Well, having a product like chaga to help support, you know, fighting out and clearing out those free radicals, you know, it's going to be extremely important. So having a strong antioxidant like chaga is going to be extremely important.
Now, if someone is using Rishi and they want to bring in another mushroom, how do you feel about, well, I guess you use the word stacking, but how do you feel about that with mushrooms?
Oh, I don't see why that would be an issue. I personally do that. I take all the mushrooms that we make. I take them all together, and I take them in, you know, decent doses. Sometimes I'll cycle through if I'm, you know, dealing with or expecting a different result from one. But mm-hmm, I generally mm-hmm. take them all on a regular basis, and, you know, I'm very satisfied with that. When I first started taking them, I definitely noticed the difference. Again, allergies with Rishi was one of the most specific one that I did notice, and I was extremely excited about that because, you know, somebody who suffered from, you know, seasonal allergies on a regular basis, it was, you know, it wasn't so seasonal. So having some relief definitely helped steer me towards, you know, wanting to research more mushrooms and find out more information. So again, they work synergistically together. A lot of studies show that as well. So if you're out there reading, doing research, you'll definitely find articles that support that taking them together is even more advantageous because they work synergistically together.
Okay. Fermented cordyceps. A lot of people hear about cordyceps when they're dealing with energy, and a lot of athletes use cordyceps because it naturally gives them some good stamina and endurance. What do you recommend cordyceps for?
Oh, definitely endurance and stamina. I was reading an article one time about that's what the Chinese used to win the Olympics at one point for the endurance runners. Just they were trying to figure out, you know, what are they feeding these people? What supplements are they giving them? And it turns out that cordyceps is something that they were using in their arsenal and during their training. And rightly so, you know, taking up that, you know, the availability of getting oxygen into the bloodstream, you know, and supporting endurance is extremely important. So always making sure that, you know, your body is always having those nutrients available, having its resistance to stress, having its resistance, you know, to external factors, and be able to, you know, go and train longer and harder and, you know, have a higher capacity for that is extremely important. And that's one of those things that, you know, kind of separates athletes. You know, one, this is a total game changer in terms of cordyceps, but it also helps work with cognitive ability as well. So a lot of people like to stack them with other mushrooms for that reason. But again, definitely those who, you know, respiratory issues, you know, if your difficulties breathing, you know, again, goes into that allergy realm as well, you know, shortness of breath, you know, it's definitely one of those products that you'd want to incorporate into your diet if that's someone that, if you're someone who's, you know, a training athlete or someone who's dealing with respiratory issues.
Okay. Fermented turkey tail. This is fun.
So turkey tail is one that it's going to be an immune powerhouse. It's going to be like the oregano of mushrooms. It's definitely one of those ones that's going to stimulate the immune system. It's going to help fight off pathogens and invaders. And it also is known as a prebiotic. So not only are you boosting your immune system, but you're also feeding your microbiome as well, which is extremely important because I think that's something that's often overlooked in today's society. All we see for the most part is probiotics, probiotics, probiotics. And don't get me wrong, probiotics are amazing. But, you know, when you're taking these on a regular basis and you're not feeding, you know, your body these prebiotic-rich fibers to help support and keep those bacteria alive, you know, it tends to be kind of counterintuitive as well, too, because like you're going to constantly be taking these things and not really supporting the overall function, or at least taking it to the next level like you could by incorporating things like prebiotics. So turkey tail is definitely amazing for that. Again, there's so many studies, you know, out there just in terms of, you know, immune boosting benefits, you know, overall support. People who are dealing with a plethora of ailments, I'll just say that, seem to find relief from turkey tail. You know, if you go online, if you Google it, if you, you know, do studies on it, there's just so much positive, you know, information. Things, of course, we can't touch upon on the show, but there's just, you know, again, if you're somebody who's, you know, dealing with kind of any kind of immune disorder, any kind of immune impairment, turkey tail is one of those ones that you probably want to start doing research on, because it can be something that, you know, can be supportive to you.
Okay. A couple more to still talk about here. Lion's mane. I knew we were going to get to this.
Lion's mane, yes. That is one that, you know, again, the first thing people think of who are familiar with lion's mane is cognitive function, and rightly so. It's one of those ones that definitely, you know, helps with concentration, helps with focus, helps, you know, when you're, you know, brain fog in the morning. That's probably my favorite time to take it. It's in the morning, especially you wake up, you know, you have a little bit of brain fog. It's definitely one of those ones that helps steer you in the right path. But also one of the things that it's important for as well is digestive health. It also deals with the nerve endings, or the villi, if you will, in the digestive tract, and nerve endings in general. So people who are dealing with, you know, certain blood sugar related ailments, it definitely helps, you know, with the neuropathy aspect of it, and helps, you know, regenerate those nerve endings, helps support healthy nerve tissue. So that's one of the most uncommon things, or I should say more newly researched, you know, benefit. So definitely one of those ones that, again, cognitive, definitely a game changer. You know, digestive health, definitely amazing, but also those nerve endings. That seems to be one of those ones that, you know, people are dealing with nowadays. So being able to regenerate and repair those nerves is extremely important.
You know, I think a lot of us are concerned about our brains today and focus and concentration. And, you know, I know people that travel back and forth between here and China and other Asian countries where people are well up into their 90s, mid-90s, and lion's mane is just something that they've incorporated into their everyday routine. And obviously they know what they're doing.
No, most definitely. When you look at some of those other countries and you just see the longevity, the health, you know, the overall, you know, satisfaction with life, it's so different compared to how we are here. You know, they're constantly taking these herbs and mushrooms. They're constantly taking care of themselves. And it's kind of one of those areas where we as society, at least in the U.S., need to kind of, you know, band together and start taking our health more seriously, you know, making sure that we're incorporating, you know, these amazing, you know, mushrooms and herbs into our diets. You know, at one point in time, you know, especially in other countries, they use them in their dishes, you know. They don't just constantly take them in capsules. So, you know, not that anything's wrong with that, but taking capsules, you know, is getting them in your system is all that's important. But it's just one of those things that they have been used historically. They are ancient products, and, you know, there's societies that still use them and are still thriving because of their continued use of these products.
I think I agree with that. You know, and we saved the one that I think is really important for the end, because, you know, I think that people need to realize that sometimes they want to have it made easy for them. So the fermented multi-mushroom complex, talk about this. I mean, what did they do to this that made it different? I mean, did they put things together so that people can just start with one that covers a really good cross-section?
That was the intention in mind, yes. It's one of those, I don't want to say beginners, but for somebody starting out, again, who doesn't know really where to go, who doesn't have, you know, some guidance or counsel, or hasn't really done a lot of research, it's definitely one of the areas to start, because it's going to feature the reishi, the turkey tail, lion's mane, cordyceps chaga, but also shiitake. And shiitake is another important one, because if you do research, there's constant studies about how shiitake, when consumed daily, after 2 to 3 weeks, can actually increase the immune system. So having something like that, you know, if we're not getting it in our diet, it's definitely something that we want to make sure that we're taking on a regular basis. So having the multi-mushroom complex is so crucial for somebody who's just starting out, somebody who, you know, doesn't really know where they want to go. Again, getting these products into your body, and the fact that they work synergistically together and play well off of each other, that's so important as well. And I think that that's good that people will learn to know that. That's not just, you know, oh, it's just a couple of different mushrooms all in one. No, you're getting extremely potent mushrooms that are all working synergistically together. They're all supporting your immune system, your endurance, your microbiome health, and your cognitive function. I mean, those right there speak for themselves, because these are a lot of the issues that people are constantly battling with on a daily basis.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, and if you don't really know where to start, it's a great place to start, because, you know, the guesswork is done for you. It's still all fermented. And I see they put some ashwagandha in there, too.
Oh, definitely. Ashwagandha. Jordan is just a big, big, big proprietor and a crusader for ashwagandha. And rightly so. You know, when we talk to him on a regular basis and we're engaging in conversation, he's always just reminding us about how, you know, stress is everywhere. Stress is influencing everybody's lives. You know, it's definitely tearing down people's immune systems. It's definitely making people lethargic. So he just believes that everybody should be getting some form of ashwagandha in their body. And he tries to put it in the majority of his products. I would say that almost all the products that we make have some form of ashwagandha in them. I'd say about 80% of our products contain ashwagandha. And again, that's just because Jordan cares so much about people's longevity, people's well-being, and making sure that people are having, you know, that resistance to stress, making sure that they're able to, you know, work longer if they need to, have that endurance to work out, you know, just that mental clarity, mental function, and getting a good night's rest. All those are so important, and he genuinely cares about people's health. So, you know, again, it's one of those things that he wants to make sure to incorporate so that people are at least getting some form in there to help their bodies out.
I think that's really important. Now, between the combination of the herbs that we talked about, herbs and the mushrooms play well together, so you could introduce some of the herbs and some of the mushrooms at the same time?
Oh, most definitely. And again, it's going to be one of those things where knowing why you're taking them or what you're dealing with in your body is going to be extremely important. There's tons of people who, you know, like you were saying before, like they like to stack. So finding out which is going to be best for you, so, you know, ashwagandha, like you were saying, is always going to be the most important one in terms of herbs, just because it's so well-rounded. So pairing that with something like reishi, which is going to help combat allergies, help support a well-rounded body, immune system, those two in a stack together would be amazing as well. You know, things like holy basil and lion's mane, you know, that really calming, but yet you have that mental focus and clarity and cognitive ability. You know, it's just one of those things that's going to be super amazing. You know, taking even the multi-mushroom complex with some of the other herbs, like turmeric, for example, just to help making sure that you're supporting your immune system, but also supporting a healthy inflammatory response, you know. So they all play well together. You can stack them whichever way possible, and they're all going to just work fantastic. So, again, it just comes down to finding which combination would be most advantageous for you, the individual.
Okay. You know, I think the one really good thing about this is when people start incorporating these in, you know, we've learned, Peter, how to be aware of vitamins, and even minerals don't get the attention that they're due, you know, because most of our concentration goes on the multiple vitamin, which, of course, it's wonderful. It's a great place to start. But sometimes opening up our minds to herbs and also mushrooms, it just takes us a little bit further down the road. And sometimes it's a little uncomfortable because it feels like unfamiliar territory.
No, most definitely. I can definitely agree with that. You know, in today's society, we're constantly told, you know, talk to your doctor. And yes, you want to consult with your doctor, but, you know, there's just so much new research out there showing all of the wonderful benefits, you know, to incorporating, you know, food-based ingredients into your diets, whether it's herbs that are naturally present, people use them in spices and cooking, you know, or whether it's mushrooms that are used in cuisines, you know, and, you know, traditional Chinese dishes. So, you know, the proof is in the pudding, as you like to say, and the studies are out there. And, you know, the more we're just expanding our awareness to these types of ingredients and products, it's only going to make us better in the future. So making sure, you know, that we're all, you know, kind of opening our minds to the possibilities and, again, the research that's out there, it's definitely going to be something that sets us on the right foot to a healthier future as a society.
Yeah, I think so as well. You know, I think sometimes when we really start taking a look at the big picture, you know, we think to ourselves, you know, maybe it's time for us to take some some momentum from some of the other people around the world that are doing really well. Just because we don't know about something doesn't mean that we know everything, because, you know, there's just things that are being used in cultures around the world, mushrooms and herbs that have been a part of their culture for thousands of years. And here we have pharmacies for 100 years and we're giving them all the benefit. Don't get me wrong, drugs save lives in many instances, and thank goodness for them, for the people that have to use them to be here on this planet. But we also sometimes need to realize that there's other alternatives and complements available, and maybe doing a little homework might be a really good thing.
I agree. I agree that, you know, conventional medicine does have its place, and it definitely mm-hmm. does save lives on a regular basis. And we are always thankful for that. You know, God forbid, you know, one of us is in a car accident or has some type of emergency mm-hmm. or is dealing with some type of ailment, you know, having that type of, you know, having that type of medicine available, you know, definitely is something that we are grateful for, especially in today's society when, you know, people were passing from things that are, that were so common today, you know, so it's definitely good to know that. However, when, you know, we're taking these types of products and, you know, we're not really getting better, it kind of raises the question of, you know, well, what's going on? And I think that's when it comes down to, you know, being kind of going back to nature and being a little bit more in tune with our bodies, you know, communicating with our bodies, you know, kind of asking ourselves the questions. It may sound silly to some, but like, what's going on? You know, like, why am I feeling this way? You know, then you start kind of dabbling into, you know, the foods that you're taking, you know, you start doing research on the medications, you know, you start doing research on, you know, different supplements, and you just try to start finding ways to just make yourself better. So listening to your body is probably the most advantageous tool that we have in our arsenals. Our body speaks to us. It lets us know when something's going on. It lets us know when something's not right. So just, it's time that we start trusting that intuition, start trusting that gut feeling, and really trying to be in tune and knowing ourselves so that we can properly heal ourselves and have better, you know, better, more enjoyable lives.
Can you use mushrooms and herbs at the same time? Or do you have to use them at different meals or different times during the day?
Oh, you can use them at the same time. You know, if you're having breakfast and you want to pop, you know, some ashwagandha, you want to pop some lion's mane, they're not gonna interact negatively at all. So you can definitely take them together at meal times.
Okay, that's good to know. Those are always questions that come up, you know, and, you know, just want to make sure that people have that information at their fingertips. And of course, when you go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, you can always talk with them about, you know, when to take things as well. And that really does make a difference. It's not just about using supplements. It's about using them correctly, making your physicians aware and taking them at the right time of the day with the right things to make them work and give you the benefit. You know, we want a benefit. We want to be able to get results. And there's nothing worse than trying something because we didn't do our homework or we didn't ask the right questions. And then we just feel like we spent our money and didn't get any benefit. I want people to bounce off the wall feeling good. I want them to feel awesome. You know, I want them to have a noticeable change that, you know, makes them think, oh, my goodness, what else can I do? And that's the way I look at it.
No, I definitely agree. And again, having the advantage of having a very knowledgeable staff at your disposal is extremely important because you're dealing with people who have years of experience, years of research, years of personal, you know, testimonies and people that they've helped, and paved that journey to help for them. You know, they've worked with people on a regular basis. So making sure that you have somebody available who you can speak to in addition to your doctor is always important because, again, taking supplements is great, but knowing what to take and when to take it to get the most out of it is so important. And I think that's something that's often overlooked.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know whether it's because of the fact that, you know, sometimes we're just in a hurry and we don't know how to prioritize and it's better to take something than it is nothing, you know? And I just think sometimes we need to ask more questions to narrow things down. Now I got a question for you. Let's say you're using the collagen or you're using the bone broth products and you want to add in some herbs or the mushrooms. They play well together?
Oh, most definitely. And again, it's one of those things where if you're dealing with any kind of digestive issue, you know, having oregano with your bone broth and collagen, you know, having turkey tail and lion's mane as well, you're definitely going to help support a healthy microbiome and help even more to make sure that you're not having, you know, further digestive issues as you're attempting to heal the intestinal lining with products like collagen and bone broth. So it's definitely one of those things that you would like to incorporate if you can, to get the most out of it and to make things just, you know, the whole process run more smoothly.
Anything you want to say? We're up against the hour. This went so fast and we went right through the breaks. If anything you want to say about the herbs or the mushrooms before we go?
So I would just like to say, you know, thank you first and foremost to you and everybody who's listening. it's one of those things where, again, just doing the research is extremely crucial, and listening to your body to know, again, which herbs, which mushrooms are going to be the best for you. Knowing why you're taking something is probably the most important reason. But again, if you're somebody who's dealing with, you know, any kind of inflammation, blood sugar irregularities, you know, immune system, you know, you're stressed out, or you know you're going to be entering a stressful environment, look into these products, because they are definitely products that can help take your, you know, your life to the next level in a positive way and definitely give you a good outcome.
Well, I thank you so much. I really appreciate having you here, and you're bringing such good knowledge to the show. You've become a really good radio person. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We get to talk to Peter every month, and you just get better every time, my friend.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I greatly appreciate that.
You have a great day, a great weekend, and I will chat with you soon next time around.
You as well. Bye-bye.
My guest today, Peter Navarro, representing Ancient Nutrition. I want to thank him for taking the time to come by today. Remember, all of the products from Ancient Nutrition are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store at great prices every day. The bone broth products, the organic bone broth, the essential oils, the ancient apothecary herbs and mushrooms, all that we talked about today, all of those are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. And check out their great prices. And remember, you can ask people any questions you want when you go to the store, because they'll be able to answer the questions for you. Maybe you'll need some help narrowing some of these down. Maybe you want to try that multi fermented mushroom complex, where it's just one mushroom but a lot of them are in there, to give you kind of get your feet wet in the mushroom medicinal mushroom arena, if you will. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Did you know they're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer? They're also in their fourth decade here in the Las Vegas Valley. They're doing it right every single day. They make it easier for you to start your healthy journey because they have great knowledge and amazing amounts of education and information. And when you go to the store, you walk out feeling like you've learned something. And that's so great today in the middle of our confusing worlds. Because, you know, we got plenty of information coming at us from every single direction. But how do you know how to sort through it? How do you know who to talk to? How do you know what to run with? Because you know what we do? Human nature is to grab the piece of information coming at you that sounds the easiest, maybe the most complete, and sounds like exactly what we're looking for. And it might be a different piece of information completely in a completely different direction is the way you need to be going. Because just as it sounds good, doesn't mean that that's for you. And I think that's why they're so effective at Stay Healthy doing what they do, because they can, you know, chat with you and answer your questions and get a kind of feel of the situation and, you know, give you great things to take with you to share with your medical practitioners and, you know, to maybe find a better path or an alternative or a complementary path that might just make your life a little better and easier. So stop by Stay Healthy. They're at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out their Facebook page. Give them a thumbs up so you'll be connected to them every single day. They have great posts. They're informational. They're knowledgeable. They're humorous. They're enlightening. They're reminding. And that's what a great Facebook page is all about. So go to the Stay Healthy Facebook page and like them. Give them a thumbs up. Also, go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And if you take just a few minutes to enter your email address, you'll start getting newsletters and coupons and all kinds of good information just from going to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And when you're there, remember, this is an industry-based site. So what happens is the articles change all the time on the front pages. So go there, read the articles, and next time, read the articles. They're always new, they're always changing, and they're all relevant and helping you to increase your knowledge. That's important. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in. Remember, you can listen to my show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning, 5 days a week. And of course, I bring you the best guest in the industry. The movers, the shakers, the formulators, the educators, the company founders, all the best of the best, so that we have more tools to make us healthier, more enlightened, and more knowledgeable about our good health. So remember to tune in. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Remember to check out the herbs and the mushrooms from Ancient Nutrition. Y'all have a great day. Be healthy, and God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.